This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Relax, everyone. I'm back.
No, straight from his sick bed. Not a long lunch. Stay away from me.
Not a long lunch. Well,
stay far
no
back.
No worries there.
Welcome back, Mickey.
Well, I'm back, but I'm not happy, and I'll get to the bottom of that.
Oh.
You two are disgraceful.
What? Really?
You think you know someone.
No.
You think they've got your back.
Are you going to keep this level of energy the entire 2 hours?
What are you talking about? I'm up.
All right.
This is up.
Oh, really?
What have I done?
Oh, a bit flat.
Oh,
come on, give us something.
Whatever the welcome back.
Keep it bright, keep it tight.
Come on, what's coming up in the show?
What's
Mickey?
Coming up on the show?
Yeah, well, Stormy Daniels has got a perfume
brilliant.
Out. So I think we'll go back and have a look at other idiots who put out their own sort of perfume.
Have you ever been approached to do it?
No, but I'm thinking of it.
Oi.
I'm thinking of it.
What are you going to call it?
Stressed. By Jane Kennedy.
Jeez. All right, I like that. Harden up. We'll have Harden up. We'll work out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a few on the list. It's
a few people
very
will
big.
Be in honour of. And guess what? Can I just say quickly? I'm very excited to have Bart Campbell.
I know you are.
Bart Campbell, who's owner-operator of a Melbourne Storm, amongst
For
other
starters.
Things. We'll ask him about Billy Slater. But we've gone into business together.
We're opening
a brewery which opens tomorrow.
Oh,
this
man.
Is Brick Lane Brewery.
Dave.
And I am in it.
Wow.
So you say Bart has been a very successful businessman, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all about to change. we're also going to talk with Celia Pacquola. She's coming in.
Pacowski.
Don't call her Pacowski.
Oh, I did by accident once.
Really? That's embarrassing.
The first time we ever did stand-up together.
Wow, let's bring it up. I'll talk to her about it. We've got body dysmorphia in takes its form in many ways.
That'd be a good name for your perfume. Jane Kennedy's body dysmorphia.
She does have a nice ring to it. We're going to talk about that.
What's body dysmorphia?
It is when people have a better opinion of what they look like than they actually do. You know what I mean? Or they want something done. And I think we're working on something to send our work experience boy, Josh.
Oh, we are. We'll get to the bottom of that. Yep. What about man bunning?
That is under the body dysmorphia.
Hey, don't turn on me.
Listen, you've been away for 2 days. Everything's running very smoothly.
All right. Well, we're back. Yep. All right. Well done, everybody.
Thank you very much, Dave.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Dave was excellent. Dave O'Neill was also excellent, but Dave, Dangerous Dave, was very good.
What? Do you two have my back?
Of course we did.
We did. Dangerous Dave sat in your seat.
Kind of
did. Had some of your twisties.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, had some of your twisties.
Opened your bag
too.
Of twisties.
Had some of your cherry rice.
A big bag too, by the way.
You ate my twisties?
I did.
And why did you sit in my seat?
Just to get a feel for it.
Feel that ass groove in that seat. Kind of big too.
Oh, gee.
There was fun and games to be had while you were away.
Was there? I've made a couple of clips.
What are you talking about?
I thought I'd put it together.
Were you listening?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't listening, so I thought I'd have a...
So what did you go? Go to the podcast, did you?
No, I just said...
Got somebody else
bag
to
up
do
some
it.
Highlights for me.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's have a listen.
I've been trying to get the Mick vibe. I've been to the pub all afternoon.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I've invested in a few dud horses and I've asked my mum to cook my tea, so...
Get in the teeth again!
Mick Molloy, he's out. Crook's be back tomorrow.
So he's scared.
Yeah,
well, I don't know what.
Who knows? I'm eating his twisties, though.
He'll be very cross. Vincio on Instagram says, just saw Mick exiting the TAB. Well,
I believe that.
Seriously, if that's happening, man flu or tiger time? Yes, because Mick's team, the Tigers, won on Friday night. We're not sure. His mum's looking after him.
Yeah, of course. You think parenting would stop when they're over 50?
It doesn't stop. Mick is my nomination for Harden Up this week. Oh, there you go.
Was it? That's what you think of me.
There's more, but seeing you didn't listen for the last 2 days, you could have done that from your sick bed. What have you been doing?
This show's probably put
talk us through it, Mickey.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well,
we're up.
I've been getting looked after by my mum. I have to say, I know she's getting old, but it hasn't been her best. It hasn't been her best hit out.
Seriously.
There's stuff going on.
What do you mean? Did she have to change your bed sheets?
Well, amongst other things.
She didn't have to give you a soft bath, what do they call it?
I was thinking of who was...
What?
It's lucky that I didn't have my own sect like Shoko Asahara. Oh. You know I'm fascinated with...
I know you're fascinated
Shoko
by
Shoko Asahara, because he was head of the Aum sect, and he, what he used to make his followers do is drink his dirty bathwater.
Oh, yuck.
And I was sitting there percolating away.
Are you
I was sitting there going, I wish right now I had my own cult, because I would... poison the lot of
them. Baths,
my bath had a head on it. My bath.
That's revolting.
My bath was like a...
That's repulsive. Don't say that.
It was like moonshine.
Wow.
It was out the bag. It wasn't great. That'd been flash. Thanks for all your support, though, and thanks for checking in. Thanks for dropping off a plate. I mean, I know you do it.
I do it.
I know you do it. Oh, I've heard you do it.
You wouldn't eat it. You wouldn't have it.
No. I know you do this, and when people are ill, you help out. Mm. And I sat there and go, this will be interesting. Nothing.
You wouldn't eat my chicken soup.
Effing nothing.
No, you wouldn't. Well, you
know. I would have loved your chicken soup. Would have tossed it in the bath. Made a bit of a tom yum.
Do you think men, though, when they get sick, they really carry on a bit?
Oh, here we go.
Bunging on a bit, you're
right. They do bunging on a bit. Well, I would have been
like
a trooper.
Childbirth. Oh, it's hurt so much.
It does hurt.
Elephants are pregnant for 22 months.
Oh, big deal.
I never forget that.
Who cares? Hey. I reckon we wrap this up and go to
the song. Not disappointed in you, Dave.
What have I done?
I was just sit in my chair and eat my twisties.
Bloody good too.
Right, wait.
That's the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You don't know what else.
Yeah. See me in my office.
Oh, okay.
He's been sitting in your chair too.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick Malloy is back on the show.
Oh, are you happy?
Absence. I am happy to have you back. We missed you.
Stinky chair.
We sort of missed you. Now.
What?
Did you really have baths?
I did.
Why?
Because I was incredibly dehydrated and had sweats, and so
too much information.
Fascinating stuff. Mm.
Yeah, it is. You smell quite fragrant, and
What do you want me to do? Get in a bubble or something? What do you want me to do?
I was hoping you might do it from another studio.
We talked about it yesterday. You're doing it from that studio on there.
Yeah, and then we talked to you here. Anyway, look, this new perfume has come out.
Whose?
From the friend of Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, yes.
Who's Stormy that? Daniels.
Oh, Stormy Daniels.
And this is Fair Dinkum. She's put out a perfume called Truth.
Truth.
Confidence comes from knowing the truth.
Wow.
She presents a sexy new pheromone-infused scent for everyone.
Pheromones?
Yeah. She's packed the pheromones in a bottle of perfume.
So hang on. So the woman puts on the truth.
Yes.
Has packed with pheromones that attract.
Pheromones male or female?
That attract what?
Men.
Men. Mm. Just want to grab you on the... I'm trying to think through the theme.
I know, but she wouldn't do that because it's the opposite. She doesn't want him to be doing that to her. She's got pheromones
that don't attract men.
I don't know. Let's move on because I want to talk to about another one.
Hang on. Let's not... Stormy Daniels, I'm interested in this.
Well, it is huge.
Well, that's a big name. Well, is it shifting any units?
Not sure.
It's only just been released.
Dave, would
you buy it from Mrs. Dangerous?
From Mrs. D, who came over, pop that on the boudoir.
Have a smell
if you
first.
Had Chanel No. 5 or Stormy Daniels Truth, what would you prefer? I'm guessing it's a little slutty.
I was thinking a bit urinal cakey. Like you could either put that on or just hurl a couple of urinal cakes around the room.
Yeah, a bit few orange. Right. Glen 20.
Just spray. Just come over and spray. Don't spray Mrs. D. Yeah. Hey, Z, come here. Yeah. Glen 20.
People have put out perfumes, you know.
Oh, have they? Why haven't you done it? I thought this would be you. Be able to do this.
I don't think I'm high profile enough.
Oh, jeez.
Stop it. Put a perfume out.
Stop it.
Well, not when people like Gina have put one out.
Oh, Gina.
Let's hear from her.
I can be bold. I can be brassy. But mediocre?
Never.
Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong. Hey, I'm passionate.
Hey.
I love the rain, the scent of romance, and the confidence a little bling can bring. I'm luminous. I'm fearless. I'm Gina.
Mm.
Wow.
So I don't know what I'd say. I'm cranky. I'm tired.
I'm a little stroppy.
I'm
today.
Stressed.
I'm stroppy.
I'm thirsty.
Don't talk to me right now.
Don't talk to me right now. Hey, there's been another one. Chloe, this is a hilarious one. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, who used to be a couple, put out a perfume called Unbreakable Bond.
Oh. An unbreakable bond. I think that would have been tested, that unbreakable bond, when he was found nearly dead in a whorehouse, having slept with a dozen whores over the course of a week.
Yeah.
Had to be revived.
I think that bond was
How are you going with that unbreakable bond? It's broken.
Pretty broken. Jeez. Bruce Willis put out a fragrance.
Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Well, I bet you I know what this is called, Dana Brother. It's called Yippee-Ki-Yay.
No,
it's just called Bruce Willis. And it's a masculine bottle with a wood lid, and it features the scent of grapefruit, pepper and cedar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really want to smell that. Yeah. I don't know. Cher put out one called Uninhibited.
Well, when was that?
That was in 1987.
Are you sure that's not 1887? I think it was 1887.
It was only on the market for 2 years, so it's a collector's item.
What's the smell of? Mothballs? Grandma? What's it called?
What are those? What are those? Poise? I've amused myself because nobody else knows what poise is.
What's poise?
Yeah, all those incontinence pads.
Wow. Okay.
Here's one.
Could have used a couple of those.
Over the last few days, Carlos Santana.
Santana?
Oh, what?
This is bizarre.
It's just his musky male body odour.
He put one out for women and men in 2005.
Yeah, well, I can't do that. What, uni smelly?
No, it features cinnamon, leather and cypress. Donald Trump has actually put out two perfumes.
Oh, yeah.
One he partnered with Estee Lauder in 2004, and it's called Donald Trump.
How'd that go?
I don't know. It has notes of mint and cucumber. It's exotic. And in 2012, he also introduced a new cologne called Success.
Well, there you go. I'm thinking of releasing.
What are you thinking of releasing?
Mine's going to be called On the Bugle.
What has that got a hint of?
On Le Bugle.
That sounds better.
It is a woofy. Woofy for her.
What does the bottle look like?
It's a big penis.
No.
What about?
Hang
okay,
on.
What about
yours? This? Delirious.
Mine's going to be called "Pull My Finger" by Mick Malloy.
I think we might have to go to a break.
All right, I think we're done with it.
I think you're delirious.
Yeah. It has hints of.
Quick, go to an ad break.
Yeah, hard enough next. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
It's time for a bit of this.
Okay.
This week.
You're soft.
All right, you got to toughen up.
You need to harden up.
Kennedy Malloy's Harden Up.
I pity the fool.
Yeah, it's time for Harden Up.
Why are we doing this?
Well, it's in honour of someone who really needs to harden up.
Oh, here we go.
It'd be your good self. Meet Malloy.
You are unbelievable.
You need to harden up.
What is
How many
you?
Days
the
were in bed?
The fact I'm here.
Since when?
Well, since Friday night.
Friday night.
Thank you.
Oh,
since Friday
poor
night.
Baby.
After watching the Tigers win.
Right. Poor baby. People have been writing in, you
have
know,
they?
On Twitter.
Oh,
Adrian
nice.
O'Brien says, light a candle and hashtag pray for Mick.
Shut up, Dave.
Has Mick, Catherine says, has Mick been buying canned steak from a vending machine again?
Oh,
is that why he's crook? Remember that time
no,
you got food poisoning?
I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Ben Patrick Yates says, it brings me no great pleasure to say it, but maybe it's time to discuss putting Mickey down. Hashtag fun with Dave and Jane. Hashtag harden up. And just simply, Wayne Sinclair says it best when he says, Mick is my nomination for harden up this week.
Get stuffed,
Hashtag
Wayne
soft
Sinclair.
Malloy.
You jerk.
Wow.
Malloy. He is a dick.
Who?
Wayne Sinclair.
No, he's not. He
Mate,
tweets a lot. He's a good guy.
If I ever run into him, you watch me. Take him out.
He's a listener.
Just careful of your language, by the way,
today. Don't listen to
today.
Someone else, Sinclair.
No, you don't say
Mate,
that.
Go
Mate,
and tune into
listen,
some stupid
You're on the radio.
Well,
just watch yourself.
Yeah. Am I?
Just, yeah,
a bit
you're just a bit delirious and you're a bit loose.
All right, what's happening?
Someone that needs to harden up.
Who?
Pink.
Okay.
You need to harden up.
Now.
All right.
I know exactly.
Now, this is suspicious.
Pink's going.
Been sick. You've been sick.
Interesting.
Hang on. Are we breaking something here?
Well.
You've always been a Pink fan.
I have been a Pink fan. Yeah. And
it's very suspicious circumstances.
And
I think you've had the same
Well, we've both been extremely dehydrated.
Yes.
And I know how hard it is. And I think you should lighten up because she's
four shows she's cancelled.
She's a little trooper.
Four shows.
She is.
I know.
Four shows. So what are you getting it all up?
Got to be rescheduled now. Four shows. People turned up on the other night. Boom. Woosh. Yeah. Not there.
What do you mean? When did she cancel?
Well, that's when on the way to the gig. She had a very bad pain in her side.
Yeah, I think Pink's service has been above and beyond the call.
I know. I'm only kidding, really.
You've gone mad.
80,000 ticket holders have to be accommodated, and that's because it's the four shows.
I think the fans
need
to harden up. I think you need people like you who wait for someone to be vulnerable.
It's a very physical show. I understand. She needs to be in her
like
best
this.
Shape.
Like this. This is hard to do.
People save their money to go to the concert. They book accommodation in the city to go see Pink, and then when she cancels, you're done your dough.
They're allowed to be cranky.
Yeah, I think
they are, but they're understanding. Since when have you been on Pink's side? Oh, that's just ridiculous.
Right, Pink's,
what?
Pink's a trooper. Pink should always put the fans first, I think. And if it's just for you to snipe on the sidelines like that.
What drugs have you been put on?
Yeah, what are you?
Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Chautauqua.
Done it again.
The horse that has failed to jump out of the barriers.
Cheered me up yesterday.
This is funny.
I was sitting at home watching this on the telly, and you just see when you see the footage, because they all jump, and it just goes, nah. I don't reckon. Chautauqua, of course.
$8 million in prize money, and it's one of Australia's most successful sprinters.
Sure. And we got the audio.
Yeah, we have.
It's a barrier trial.
This was yesterday.
Here we go.
Set for heat six. They stand well. He hasn't jumped. He hasn't jumped, Chautauqua. He stood there again. Wow. Chautauqua, well, he eventually must have come out of the gates, but it was well and truly after the others had jumped.
Like he wandered out.
He just did it
when he wandered
he
out
to.
When they were 300 metres down the track and went, oh, yeah.
That horse is fantastic.
He's letting you know it's done.
Yeah,
guys, seriously.
Enough. Out to pasture.
8.8 million. Not enough prize money for
you. Don't be greedy.
Yeah. Hey, I'm 8 years old.
Yeah.
And
I want to start living the
find
life.
Find me a good paddock.
Yeah.
And a couple of so I can.
What a surprise you went down that alley. Okay,
hey,
I've got another one.
He's done his best. He's done everything he can.
He's done his best. It's time.
All right,
here's one. Billy Slater.
Oh,
you need to harden up.
What
is wrong with you? We've got Bart Campbell coming in here shortly, who's the owner-operator of the Melbourne Storm.
This should be
He'll
a
be
happy press conference for Billy. He's done his time. We know he's a champion. We all love him. Let's have a listen to him.
To my wife, Nicole, haven't we enjoyed some incredible moments? You've given me unconditional love and support. And although sitting up here and delivering this message today is extremely scary, knowing that I have you makes it comforting.
Good on you, Billy.
He's gone the blub.
Yeah, he's gone the blub.
Big time. I think Nicole was gone the blub too.
We could do going the blub in the second.
We could.
Second hour.
I think we're not surprised that Billy has.
Oh, don't change your tune now. You've dropped him in it.
I'm not even going there. I'm still sticking by harden up Billy Slater.
You're hardening him up.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Well, it should be celebrated. Don't cry. It's good. You've had a great run.
You're saying don't cry like a baby at your press conference.
Well, I didn't. They were not there. Your words, not mine.
Oh, geez, Jane.
Do you think we'll get an interview with Billy Slater? We're trying.
Let's do that. All right, we got the idea. That's good. I like it. We're underway.
Do you have anyone
calls?
That?
Let's take some calls.
Needs to harden up. 133353 on Kennedy Malloy.
Who needs to harden up? Calls after this.
Your new way to drive home.
Who needs to harden up, in your opinion? Maybe it's your boss, maybe it's your best friend, your partner. What have they done? Give us a ring, 1-333-5.
Or could be someone famous.
Hosting a radio show. Bloke who's supposed to get your back covered when you're away sick.
Dave,
I'm disappointed in you, David.
Oh.
No, he was very good.
Thanks, Jane.
If you had have listened,
yeah,
that's sick
right.
Bear,
oh,
you
I will
could
now.
Have
I will go home. I was asleep.
Oh.
Thanks
watching Chautauqua.
Hey, Chautauqua's funny. You've got to see the look on his face because everyone else jumps. And it's just standing there going, yeah, I don't think so.
They must get the message six times.
I reckon you've got to go.
It's funny.
That's funny. Oh. We do have a few callers here. Andy's on the line. Hello,
Andy. Good afternoon, folks. How are you?
Really well. Where are you calling from, Andy?
Calling from Brisbane.
Yeah, okay. Good for you.
And who do you think needs to harden up?
Well, apparently they've chucked a real sad over this, and that's China.
Yeah.
What?
Hang on.
China.
Yeah. China, or the Chinese censors with regards to film. So they've decided they're not going to show the new Winnie the Pooh film because there's too many comparisons between the way that Winnie the Pooh looks and their President Xi Jinping.
Oh, come on.
That's actually...
There is an absolutely cracking photo that's been going around of Shinzo Abe, and who's holding hands with, or shaking hands rather, with their president.
That's great.
And between Eeyore and Winnie the Pooh, it's amazing.
Awesome work.
You'd hate that.
Yeah, love it. We got a prize,
China,
Andy.
And that's your...
We do. In fact, Andy, what we'll do, we're going to send you to Melbourne, my friend, for the world premiere of Jimmy Barnes' Working Class Boy. Hit cinemas August 23 and a signed copy of the soundtrack.
What do you think of that, Andy? Oh,
that's fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. Yeah,
good on you. Well done.
And apparently, too, they both get around wearing no pants.
Oh, right, okay.
That's not an image I want to conjure up in my mind. Hey, right. We've got Danny on the line. G'day, Danny.
There you go.
Yeah, good. Danny. Hey, Danny, who needs to harden up?
Oh, I know it's a bit sensitive at the moment and, you know, it's still fresh in everyone's mind, but I reckon Andrew Gaffold...
You'll need to harden up!
Wow.
Well...
You reckon he's been a bit sooky about the whole thing, has he?
Oh, seriously? I mean, yeah, you play the game, you...
It's a fair harden up. It is a fair.
Hang on.
You've done the damage. You've gone in. You bowled him over. You've knocked his teeth out.
Yeah.
He's not playing again for the rest of the season. Why are you on the sniffles?
Why is Andrew Gaff on the... I know.
Come on, mate.
Danny, who do you barrack for, Danny?
You should double down on it.
I'm up in Sydney, so Swans, yeah.
Sydney Swans.
Sydney Swans.
All right, thanks for that. All right,
that's a good hard nut.
That is a pretty tough hard nut. I think
a lot of fellas out there, you've probably thought the same thing watching that press conference. Going, come on, mate.
Yeah, please.
Seriously.
No, they did not.
You're letting yourself down here.
They did not think
I think they did.
No.
Well, I did.
All right.
But I'm delirious.
Okay, you are. We've got Craig. G'day, Craig.
G'day, how you doing?
Really well. Who do you think needs to harden up?
Where are you calling from, Craig?
Calling from Bendigo.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Bendigo. Oh,
Cogo and Ez for breakfast on Triple M in Bendigo.
Jeez, you know your stuff, Dave.
I've got two, but the one I want to bring out is I reckon Dave and Jay need to harden up.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Give him a prize, Dave.
You need to harden up.
Give him a prize.
What for?
Well, since Mick's come back, you and David are nothing but sook and tell him to harden up. Yeah. These blokes have had fun while he's away. Now he's back, you feel threatened by him. So
hey. How dare you, Craig?
Craig, you don't want to come in and sit in on a few shows, do you?
No. Oh, I could, yeah. I could help out.
Hey, give Craig a prize.
No prize.
He's getting something.
All right, then. You got a $100 Liquorland voucher.
No, hi.
All
right.
Beautiful.
There you go. That's what you get for a fine contribution like that, Craig.
We got one more.
But that call, by the way, represents a fair groundswell of support.
About 1% of the audience represents.
Just sucking up. That's
all right, what have we got here?
Hey, Damien, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Who do you think should harden up?
The people from the block.
Here we go.
You need to harden up.
I agree. We're only 1 week in and they're all going the blub, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, like, as if they haven't seen the show on TV.
Well, correct.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're all whinging about not sleeping and, I'm getting bitten by fleas.
I have to say, one of the things about having, you know, being bored at home because you can't leave. I watch everything. I've watched as much reality TV as you have. And I thought the same thing watching those guys. There's also one couple in there where the guy, I'm telling you, he looks like he's been a resident there for the last 10 years.
Really?
You know the bloke.
Queenslander.
I know
you're talking about.
I'm going, he'll be familiar with the layout, this bloke. I reckon he's been...
Do you reckon
before you buy one of those apartments, you should probably go and do a police recce and just work out the history of the Gatwick?
Yeah.
Because I reckon I would rather buy a house that was built above an Indian burial cemetery.
With bad juju. than live in the Gatwick.
You seriously want to understand what has gone on at the Gatwick?
I think more's going to emerge as time goes on, trust
it's
me.
It's absolutely unbelievable. I think you need
to... It's a bit sorted.
I'd get the elder. I'd call an exorcist myself.
Get forensic and an exorcist.
Get out the holy water.
All right. Well, stand by. Thanks for all your harden ups.
Yeah, good the penthouse is.
Yeah, we're going to speak with Bart Campbell in just a moment. You're going into business with him with a brewery, is that
in
right?
A brewery, Brick Lane Brewery, which is opening tomorrow night, and I am a owner of this brewery and have nothing but high hopes for it.
Right.
I really need to take Bart out.
This is like my...
Privately, without you there.
He needs
to have a good chat.
I think I can bring a lot to the table here.
Yeah. Really?
Bart Cummings is a giant of business. Like, he is one of the... Everything he touches turns to gold. In this case, amber gold. Liquid gold.
He's coming up.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bart Campbell is a qualified barrister and a Harvard Business School graduate. He's the owner of the Melbourne Storm Rugby League Club, runs a very successful international talent management firm, and brought the Brazilian and Argentinian soccer teams here to Australia to play a friendly. But in an interesting business move, he's now partners in a brewery with this guy.
I need what this little bottle has.
God, if only you could marry that bottle. It sounds so sweet and eloquent, the way you speak.
Can we just have a moment together, please?
From Brick Lane Brewing,
everyone gets free beer.
Please welcome Bart Campbell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
A giant in business circles.
Bart, welcome.
Thank you. It's an honour to be here.
And you're about to go into business with Mick Malloy.
Now, I am in business with Mick.
Have you really thought this through? Because we can go out together after this. I'll sit you down over one of your beers and just explain. I've got a bad feeling about this.
No, you don't. I am a giant in this business. I don't know much
about
many things.
You're a giant because you drink a lot of beer. Yeah.
I don't know much about many things, but this is my strong suit.
Yep, Mick is our chief taster, and it's a very important role, and he's doing a ripping job.
It's quality control.
What's the process been involved in setting this up? But, no, I'm fair dinkum asking that. I'm fascinated. How do you set up a brewery? How do you go about it?
So basically, myself and a couple of friends had an idea about, I guess, the need to create an independent brewery here in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. We saw an opportunity, and then we went out and got 25 friends in total together. It started out as a kind of a small idea, and tomorrow we open the brewery and we've built the Taj Mahal. I mean, it's...
So you've literally built a brewery?
This is a brewery.
Yes.
And...
there's going to be a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Should I be offended that you have had the opening of the brewery on the one night you know I can't attend? Because I have to do
the front bar
last night. So it's a Thursday night. It's on virtually at the same time. I could have cut that ribbon. I could have rolled the first barrel out.
But you seem to know Mick pretty well, and you know it's probably not a good idea for him to have been there on the opening.
No, I wouldn't have minded him being there, but we made a little error. We're a little bit thick, and we just looked at other people's diaries first and went with the date that turns out to be impractical for a couple of the key people, Mick and Ed being two of them who are busy.
That would be Eddie McGuire.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Who else involved in this business? Oh,
it's a real rat pack.
Yeah.
It's all a lot of heavy hitters from around town.
Well, Tim Horan as well.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Carter, who's the All Black.
Billy Slater, who we'll talk about in a minute. This should free up some more time for Billy to become a brand ambassador for the Brick Lane.
It was disappointing that he didn't wear the Brick Lane t-shirt at the press conference.
I'm sure you suggested it.
I wanted to look like the professional that he is in his suit and tie.
Now, I'm seriously, I love to cook. I love recipes. I want to know what's going on. I've got this beer and it's tasting great, but you've put it, is there two different beers? How many beers are there?
We've got three at the moment.
Yeah.
But once our big shiny brewery opens tomorrow, that number will increase. Basically, we've hired a gentleman who we're very lucky to have found.
Yeah.
Who's the Harry Potter of beer. He's a wizard, yeah.
Okay.
He's pretty good.
He won the world's best beer at the London Beer Show in a previous job. 1,600 beers and a blind tasting. This guy is a magician at the London Beer Show. So
Mick, you're in the wrong job.
Well, Jane, you know I know a fair bit about beer.
It's
my favourite topic,
and
I love it.
Are you a bit fussy?
This was a classic case of... I liked it so much, I bought into the company.
Victor Kiam over here.
Exactly.
That's a nice way of putting it. Other people say, Bart, you shouldn't be letting the mice run the cheese shop, which I've been getting a bit off. So I can't. This is, to me,
everyone knows my affiliation
with bigger, the top end of town, with the big boys, and CUB, which I love. But for these smaller independent brews, I've been very kind of lukewarm on it until I tasted this beer, which is
just going down very nicely. It's
unbelievable.
It's
before
five, but that's like midday. Oh, that's a bit late for me actually. Yeah. Can we talk about your role as chairman of Melbourne Storm?
Sure.
Very big day for you. You're at the press conference because Billy Slater officially announced his retirement, which is a huge thing.
There's a massive.
How did it go, and what was it like being there?
look, I think from giving him the respect and send off that he deserved in terms of the announcement, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I found it very emotional. I wasn't the only person in the room that.
Did you have a little blub?
Was moved. I was pleased it was dark. You know, just a dab around the corner of the eyes, and mainly. When you see how much it means to him, how much it means to his family, how they've worked together to achieve what he is, because it has been a team effort. And for me, what he has come back from, those 2 years of being out injured and then coming straight back in, winning Origin, winning the best player in the grand final.
Yes.
I mean, he's amazing. Like, to do that, it's unreal.
What do you expect? What's the road for Billy now? What do you think he does?
I'd really like to send him out a winner this year.
Yeah.
But
that'd be good.
Look, Billy will do whatever Billy wants to do. I think he touched upon today he'd like to do some media. We certainly want him involved at the club.
Yep.
And, of course, he is a shareholder in a little brewery called Brick Lane.
No kidding. All comes back
Tree
to
Hope goes on
like
to
the
great
Yellow
things.
Brick Road. Here we go. Back to the...
Billy's pension. Come on.
There it is.
Well, he's involved as well. Eddie Maguire's involved. We got Tim Horan and Dan Carter and Chef Shane D'Elia as well. There's a good.
We've got all bases covered down there. It's going to be
and
a
Mick
fantastic.
Malloy.
This will be.
I still have to set you aside. You do know what you're getting involved in. Going to business with me.
I hope to be led astray.
Really?
I'm willing, don't tell me that.
All right, I can't wait.
I have so much respect for you.
It's a good beer, and I'm happy to be part of it.
It is a good, tasty beer. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And let me know how it goes. And we're going to give away some more slabs today to callers.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
well done. Sure. Good for you. By the way, we just got a tweet here from Ash Harvey, guys. Mick owning a brewery, that's like Augustus Gloop owning Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. There's no person better qualified.
Thank you very much.
Well done, guys. Yes.
Coming up, Celia Pecola, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this one's going to be a ripper, people. We are going to look into a man bun sacking. I repeat, a man bun sacking, right or wrong, morally right, I don't know. Where's the line? We'll get involved.
There are people asking for some weird things from their plastic surgeons.
Like, I mean, what? Like what?
Well, like they want, I'm going to not spoil it. I want people to hang around. Called a teaser.
All right.
So I'm going to tell you about that.
You've teased me.
Have I?
Yes, indeed. Weird. We might have something for our work experience kid, Josh.
Yes, he's been going to different films and concerts and things like that for us, and we think we might have one for him. He's yet to
come back with a proper review of anything.
He's actually not that good.
He's not good. In fact, there's a bit of a backlash.
There's a backlash.
He gets to work. The amateurish nature of our work experience kid. We're going to take your calls and take your tweets. Okay. So much more, but let's start at the beginning.
Celia Pecola is all of us. She's all of us picking on our best friend on Rosehaven.
I hate the way you eat. You sound like a horse walking. I never know whether you're having a sandwich or there is a cowboy coming.
She's all of us overanalyzing a bad date.
And then you get to go home and play a fun game that I like to call, was it my face or my opinions?
She's all of us dealing with office politics on Utopia.
Pay her out.
No way.
But then you're going to have to performance manage her out. It involves HR. Pay her out.
No.
Trust me.
She's all of us navigating relationships.
Showering with a partner is not sexy. Sharing with a partner is taking turns being cold.
And she's all of us when we hear about the new New Zealand movie, The Breaker Upperers.
You work for weak assholes who don't have the guts to talk to their partners.
Yep.
Please welcome Celia Pecola.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you like that?
This is my life. That's incredible.
Well, your life is being pretty incredible at the moment.
The first time I think I met you, I think I called you Pekowski.
You sure did. And I liked it very much because it made me feel like I was like a Sipowicz type LAPD kind of, get out of, you've gone too far this time, Pekowski.
Like we were mismatched cops or something.
Yeah, you play by your own rules.
That was when I was hosting a very small stand-up night in a northern suburb of Melbourne. Mm-hmm. I recently, well, not that recently, went and saw you support John Oliver in a massive theatre. And I was simply, I knew you were a great stand-up, but you were great. You were better than him. And I loved John. And I love John Oliver.
There's a great compliment.
You were absolutely, it was just one of the silkiest, I'm making you embarrassed now. But it was just flawless and brilliant and just amazing.
That's great to hear.
Very kind.
And we will hear from you, but I just want to say also you were the winner of the Best Comedy Performer at the Helpman Awards.
I know. Well, I think
that's very big.
I just have to believe people on that one because I wasn't there. I was in bed in Tasmania. How glamorous is this? I was in bed at 8 o'clock in my actual pajamas, matching pajamas, and I got a text message and they said you've won and I'm like, nah. And they went, no, you have. And I went, okay. So I got up and had the saddest glass of champagne by myself at a kitchen
bed. Were you disappointed you couldn't be there?
Yeah, I really wanted to go. I was in Sydney, but we were filming in Tassie and there was just nowhere to go.
And tell us your filming, of course, Rosehaven Series 3.
Three. So many more things that I've gotten annoyed at Luke McGregor about. that clip about me being annoyed about how he ate was because it was the thing that happened in real life because we're real life friends.
Yep.
And it really did annoy me the way that he ate. But I didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I was really smart about it. I was like, what if my character really, really hated the way your character
for example.
eats?
Has it fixed him?
No. No, but it's even Steven. So he hates that when I take a sip of tea, I go, and I do, and I can't help it. He makes him feel like he's missing out. The next thing, anyway, we spent a lot of time together.
Did you guys actually, because, of course, I know you from Utopia as well. You work with Rob and many other people. But did you meet on Utopia or did you know each other before
then? We knew each other sort of vaguely from stand-up, but Utopia is when we really started hanging out.
Because the setting for Utopia is basically was an office. So you got to really sit. Did you sort of sit near each other physically?
Yeah, we really did. And then we're just talking in between takes. And like he was like my, well, I was going to say my idiot sidekick. I think he'd be okay with that. In Utopia, I get to pretend.
I refer to you actually as that.
Helpful but useless. But he was always sort of there, like just behind me saying something dumb and unhelpful and I would roll my eyes at him. But I got to the point where I'd leave home and I'd get sad that he wasn't standing behind me. But this show, it's a lot. You know, it's just really closer to us, who we are as
people. We have to give a shout out to where you're filming. Where do you shoot in Tassie?
All over that triangle. We are really, we're based in Hobart, but we go out to Jeeveston. We're in New Norfolk, Richmond, Oakland.
Who do we say hi to,
That's
Dave?
Triple M in Hobart.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listening to us
we like
live
saying
right
hello
now.
To all our,
hello. Yeah. Had a lovely, lovely time. It's so weird being in Tasmania.
The real dangerous Dave, who's down
really?
In Hobart.
That's not true.
The original.
Yeah, don't
the original.
Believe that.
Mm, that's true. What I heard. That's the rumour going around. It's so, because we're filming in the middle of winter and, you know, that's all we do is being cold and stuff. And it's amazing how you just over time, you just start fetishizing warmth.
Yes.
It's like, oh yeah, how many thermals have you got on?
Oi.
Like it's just, oh, that looks soft. Is that possible?
Yeah. I'm like mentally undressing you and it's taking a long
time.
Yeah,
I think it's actually the opposite. I think the strip clubs in Hobart, they're like, yeah, put another beanie on.
Hey, will you stick around? We'd like you to request a song and then we want to talk to you, or I definitely do, about the Breaker Upperers.
Yes.
By the way, Celia's show All Talk is coming to Sydney and Perth. For all the details, hit up comedy.com.au.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Celia Pacola's here, by the way, returning to the stage with the all-new talk show, or brand-new show called All Talk. This weekend starts at the Sydney Opera House, August 10 to 19, and then the Heath Ledger Theatre in Perth, August 25.
You're a dead-set idiot if you don't go along and see that show.
I thought you were calling our guest Celia a dead-set idiot for a minute.
No, we love Celia. I always love you when I go on, have you been paying attention?
Yes.
And you're sitting beside me. I always go, oh, good, good.
Oh, that's how
I miss it. Tonight will be great. A little nutty.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take a few tangents, but it will be fun. And
I do
that's
miss
always
it.
The case.
I can't wait to come back.
Well, see, you've been actoring in your series, Rose Haven. You've done Utopia, you've done your stand-up, and now you are a film star.
Yes, I did a movie, and I was just, in New Zealand. It's called The Breaker Upper.
This has been received so well. It's really funny, and
here's the thing. Between you and me, I assume it's just
No one's listening.
It's all right. I'd never done a movie before, and this came up, and the reason I wanted to do it is it was an anti-rom-com, because I can't stand rom-coms. They make me want to spew in my hands and then rub it in my face. I hate them.
I used to love them, but now I understand why.
Oh, really? Oh, that really hot, 6-foot, beautiful woman is definitely going to end up with that really unattractive really? Oh, what a surprise. Gross. Anyway, so this one was sort of an anti-rom-com. It was about female friendship. It was written and directed by two funny women. It was really women-heavy, and I was like, it was 4 days in New Zealand, and honestly, I went, I'd like to do it, and I thought, no one's going to see it. Doesn't matter. Little music. No one's ever going to find it. I'm just going to duck over for 4 days and then come back. And then it was the opening night film at the Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah.
And now they're talking to Celine Dion. Russell Crowe's tweeting about it.
Yes.
And I look really, really gross in it, guys.
Fantastic. I mean, that's good. That's why you do stuff like this, because you're...
Well, it's funny.
Obviously,
what do you mean? How bad can it be? Like, what are you?
No, it's a great. I think it's funny. Have a look at your character. What would you say? My character is the most pathetic person. I carry a bag. I carry around a bunch of maxi pads in a plastic bag.
Oh dear,
that's pretty much.
That's right down our Triple M alley.
Yeah, there you go. Should
I? Is this hand luggage or something?
I'm sure we can put some photos on your Facebook page. Yeah, does anyone need a description?
Okay.
So it was one of those things where I'm like, geez, I hope this is funny because it's not getting me any dates. You know, but I'm really happy for them, and they seem people seem to be. It's in like real cinemas.
Look, I think it's going to be one of the breakout hits of the year. Like the Wilder People was
Buzz
as well.
Is awesome.
Yep, it's great,
and it sounds like a cracking romp down the shallow end of the pool, which we love.
Exactly. Mm.
Talk us through your live show. What are you up to?
Oh, it's really. I was very excited to hear that it's this weekend. I'm like, is it? Oh crap! I mean, totally 10. Ready.
Terrific.
Look, it's my new. It's my stand-up show that I did in Melbourne this year, and I only do them every 2 years, and I'm really proud of it. I'm doing it at the Opera House, which is crazy.
Unbelievable.
And it apparently won a Helpman Award. So it did. It did. It definitely did. Believe when I see it. I really like it. It's one of those things like don't. It's difficult because I've done a lot of other things now. It's probably not the show for you if you want to go and see that nice girl from the ABC talk about infrastructure in Tasmania. It's a little more me who's talking to you right now wearing a hoodie
Please
and drinking a beer
go.
On radio.
And it's Cecilia I know and love, and we wish you well.
You can do it all, but I think this is a particularly strong suit. This is just, you're just amazing. It's as good as I've
And you know, when I first met Cecilia... years and years ago, because I said, what have you done in the past? Remember that you worked at a restaurant and then you were front of house or something at a very, very famous posh, super posh restaurant that has incredible dishes on the menu that you had to know all about, didn't you?
Yes, and one time a chef made me cry because there was brains. It was some kind of brain dish and he was like, the special tonight is brains. And I was like, cool. And he's like, you should try it. I'm like, nah, I'm good. And he's like, well, how are you going to sell it to the customers if you don't try it? And I'm like, I'll just tell them it's brains. It's fine. And he's like, eat it. And Shane made me eat it.
Really?
Made me eat it. And then it was awful. But I also worked with, you mentioned it before, lovely Shane D'Elia.
Yes.
And he proposed to me. And I said, I can't marry you, Shane D'Elia, because I'll be Celia Delia. He may or may not have actually proposed to me.
I'm
happy to go with it.
Congratulations on your success, Celia.
Thanks,
we love seeing that.
Thanks
and
for coming in.
Go along and see Celia's show, All Talk. Dave, over to you.
Go to comedy.com.au, Sydney this weekend, then from August 25 at the Heath Ledger Theatre in Perth. Celia Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got to focus.
Oh,
you got to focus.
Christ.
Return this way.
Is that a Batman villain or what? We've been having some fun watching Hot Seat recently because we think it's getting a...
Hot Seat with Eddie Maguire's, and we have a lot of television studios in our television screens in our studio.
We're surrounded by them.
So you can see that, can't you? I thought I was hallucinating again. So I've been on the couch for 3 days.
There's been an influx of... glamorous women that we think has been creeping in on the show. Well, speaking of appearances.
Crikey.
Speaking of appearances. we put on Instagram last week a picture of you in leather pants.
Oh, you're terrible.
Yeah.
You're happy about it.
I thought this would be great, and this has blown right up in my face.
Really?
This is me on the set of Hey Hey. These guys are menaces who are running this campaign. They've got their hands on the back catalogue of Hey Hey episodes.
Yeah.
And they're just putting it out. And there I am looking at what I thought to be like a young Michael Hutchins.
Right. You know, that is probably true.
Like, you know, guys want to be me, girls want to do me kind of young guy. That's very close to the truth. Well, and here's what's happening. So can I run you through on my Instagram account, MickMalloy66, some of the negative feedback? This is terrible. Mattie N, 1979. Never seen Dickie Knee from the front before. Hepster 10. Do they make them for men? Because I'm wearing leather pants.
Yeah.
Law Lawton. Mick was bloody hot when he was in Noiseworks. Polycon didn't recognise him with only two chins.
Hey,
who's this? Where's it? David Evans, 3918. Poor man's Brian Mannix. Hainsey, 074. John Stevens wants his pants back. Imro, Wilbur looks like he got his at Stacks of Slacks. Ground Up Homes, hey, Mickey, Phil Soprano's looking for his leather pants.
God, they're really all over you.
Is that the Lizard King? Shawn Michael, 111, why'd you put up a photo of a young Gary Lyon?
I've got one from Nick Orville who says, I think that the pants were made from the whole cow that he ate just after this photo.
I mean, you think you're doing something positive for people. Well, okay, not too, don't laugh too much.
Oh, that's funny.
Ridiculous.
Just Boxmaker, I feel sorry for the poor cow that was sacrificed in order to be pressed against those derps. I mean, what is wrong with people? Why can't you?
I don't know. I'll tell you what's wrong with this generation.
What?
This generation, plastic surgeons say that there is a current trend going around.
Yeah, what's that?
People have been asking doctors to make them look more like they're filtered or edited versions or photos of themselves on Snapchat or Instagram.
So, what do you mean?
Well, you know how you can use the filters.
Filters, yeah.
To blotch out any marks or anything, you know, make you look a bit more.
Photoshop.
Well, yes, basically, Photoshop.
You Photoshop yourself in
real
life.
Well, people are asking for that.
Don't shout at me.
Listen, I'm not shouting at you. I'm making a point.
Okay.
It's very defensive.
All right, what's your point?
This doctor says,
tell me your point.
Naleem Vashi, who's a professor of dermatology, says, sometimes I have patients who say, I want every single spot gone and I want it gone by this week. Or I want it gone by tomorrow because that's what I want. They're the now generation that want.
That's it, me, me, me.
They want the ears on and all that, you know. Oh, God, I
What's
can't
the
stand
ears on?
That.
What's that.
Oh, haven't you seen that?
Oh, don't get me started.
You'll want
on
to
that.
Puke.
No, yeah.
It is people who think it's really cute and they Instagram themselves and it looks like they're a bunny rabbit or a doggy with big eyes.
It's cute for 10-year-olds, I think, isn't it? That's
there's so many grown-up women who do it. Honestly.
So could I do it like with antlers or something? Or would that be good? Like big bull horns?
Yes, I'll find one for
you
that's appropriate.
Get me one?
But what about this? British Airways.
What about tusks? Should I have tusks?
There's plenty on there for you, trust me. I'll have to grab your phone, though.
Yeah.
I have to fiddle with it.
Good luck with that. Got to be real careful.
I'll tell you. here's some news for you.
Yeah.
A former airline employee of British Airways has plunged into a sexism row because he claimed he was sacked for having a fill in the blank.
Man bun.
I think that's it.
Yeah, it's man
Is that
bun.
It? Did I get it?
Yeah, you did.
I was hoping you might have a guess about something else, but anyway, we didn't discuss that.
What did you want me to say?
He said, I got fired. Well, let's hear him.
The show's a shambles.
Let's hear him.
Do we have him?
Yes. Man bun. Man bun.
I beg your pardon. Here he is.
Dave. They pretty much dismissed me on the claims that my hair is like a girl's hair. In fact, said that my hair doesn't conform with uniform standards, despite the fact that there are thousands of female BA staff members who have the exact same hairstyle as myself. They gave me three options, which was to either cut my hair, put it in a turban, or get dreadlocks.
Now, that is not a Sacha Baron Cohen character, I have to tell you, but it sounds like one. But the man bun has been contentious and he should be able to keep it because all the ladies have their long hair in a man bun. And why shouldn't he be able to do it?
Well, because he looks like a giant knob.
Are you having a go at man buns?
I am having a go at man buns.
Really?
A man bun's not a good thing. It's not a.
I quite like
a man
bun.
I've like many, many, man fashion movements in the hair department. The mullet, I'd happily see the mullet come back. I'd happily see, all that business up the front. Party at the back. But the man bun to me is, if you see him, scalp him.
You can't encourage that.
I'd love to have 100 man buns on my wall.
I don't think that's...
Well, I got Mona.
This one, Over the wall. Oh, this one I got...
Noma, sorry, what's it called? Mona.
Yeah, Mona.
This one I got at an independent beer festival. He was a hipster. He looked too happy with himself.
Listen.
Mushka. Right? I like a
man bun.
What do you
mean? Shall we find out if our listeners have got man buns?
I reckon.
I beg your pardon.
I'm with you.
Wouldn't take anything. What are you talking about?
Rob's not.
Listen.
A whole heap out
give
back
us,
there.
Give us a call if you have a man bun.
What about a fake man bun?
Nobody wants a fake man bun.
I could go with that.
Me too.
Then I could put one on for the day.
No,
what do you got there? I've attached my man bun.
Yeah.
I think if you wear a man bun, you've got to be able to rock it.
Right.
So now there's rules attached.
Well, there are rules. Give us a Lemo's call.
Lemo's kid had a man bun, and that was a disgrace.
Got a baby bun.
He's got a baby bun. Yeah. That baby's 2 years old. Hasn't had a haircut. It's bad parenting.
1-3-3-5-3. If you've got a man bun and you think you're rocking it, or you know someone who should banish it.
What should we do to man buns? Open season. Take them off. See one, take it off.
No, I'm not sure that's what they're asking. No, we're not asking for that as well. 1-3-3-5-3. Your thoughts on man buns right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Talking man buns. Do you have one? Do you rock one? Do you not like them? What's your opinion on man buns?
There is a lot of Triple M man buns going around.
Just can't call them man buns. It makes me think you're ogling someone's bot.
Oh. Does not.
You say man bun. We're talking man buns.
Oh,
come on, Dave.
I didn't think that.
But, hey, what you do in your private life is your business.
I was thinking about hair.
Okay.
All right,
we're going to go to the callers now. John.
Hi.
How are you going, John?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Do you have a man bun?
I do, and I'm 45 years old.
No, it's too old.
No, it's not.
There's got to be a cut-off date for a man bun.
No. And how's
You should be combing over. 45
John, what's
plus?
The theory behind your man bun?
Well, I tell you what, I went into a hairdresser's about 2 weeks ago, and there would have been about a half a dozen ladies in there, and I said to all of them, I said, if you don't think I should be carrying this around, you guys tell me now, and if you all agree I've got to get rid of it, it's going right now.
And the answer was what?
The answer was, keep it, you're a silver fox.
Ooh. Okay, and how are you going with the ladies, just out of interest?
Not very well.
We better give John a prize for that.
We'll give you a slab of the delicious Brick Lane beer to share with your friends there. John?
Good. Thank you very much.
Good luck in your love life
John. Be happier. Gary, what's going on, mate?
How you going, buddy?
Yeah, good. Man bun or not, what do you reckon?
Yes. I had one for 2.5 years and I shaved got cut off today at midday.
You're kidding.
No. Wow.
So this is a bit sensitive, this conversation, is it? Wow. You're fresh man bun free.
Gosh, no. I'm 61. I've met a partner and she didn't want to have a man bun at the engagement party, so I got cut off today.
Gary.
You must be in love, Gary. Yes.
Where's the man bun? What have you done with the man bun?
Did you keep it?
I'll buy it off you.
Kept it.
In case the relationship goes sour, you just got to reattach it.
Yeah, just give him the super glue and stick it back.
All right, Gary.
Oh, Gary, good luck in your engagement. That's great to hear. Hello, Rick.
I reckon Gary's just increased the chances of getting laid tonight.
Right. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the table.
Rick, what's your theory on man buns?
No, I'm the older school. They're twat knots as far as we're concerned. That's what we call a twat knot.
You would never rock one?
No, I've had long hair down the middle of my back. I'm an old rocker, but no, not the twat knot. It's just not on.
You go the plait? Do you ever go the plait?
You're not trying to get a gender-based argument going here or anything. This is just a new gender. They're just putting up the twats. This goes as male, female, gender neutral, and then these guys.
Okay.
All right.
Strong
bit opinion. Of a theorist.
I lost me there, Rick, but
thank you, Rick.
Sound committed to your theory.
Okay.
Yes, mate. Matt?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the man bun?
Mate, I'm 23 years old and I've had a man bun ever since I left high school.
I left high school. And why do you love the man bun so?
Well, my man bun is surely just a laziness thing, pretty much, Mick.
He's 23. That makes sense.
I can listen to this.
I got my hair cut for my school formal, and that was the very last time I ever did it.
And what do you do? What's your job?
Man, I'm working construction. I'm a builder, like builder's labour at the moment, and I probably cop shit for it just about every day.
Really? You're about the only one on site, are you, with a man bun?
No, that's the thing. There's about half a dozen blokes on site, and I reckon, surely, I can't be the only one copping shit for it.
Well, okay. I don't think so. We're getting a lot of man buns around the country, so you're not the only one, Maddie. Thanks for the call. Maddie. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, good day. How are you?
Good. What are you rocking?
Oh, mate, there's nothing manly about a man bun, but I just want to know when Mick thought that a mullet went out of style.
I'd like to see it back. You don't see the mullet much.
Well, mate, I'm 48, and my daughter told me, Dad, you cannot grow a mullet, so I took on the challenge, and it's going quite nicely.
Oh, we need to see photos, Scott.
Send us some photos,
Scotty,
Scott.
That's great.
It's kind of like a black mud flap with a hole in the middle of it. It's a bit of a ball patch there, but anyway, never mind that.
Wow, that's severe for a teenager to have to live with. Doesn't Nat Fyfe...
Give him a cart and a brick lane right there for Scott for bringing the mullet back.
Nat Fyfe, Brownlow medalist, you know, player for...
Fremantle.
Yeah, Fremantle. Yeah. He rocks. He is a good-looking man bun wearer.
Come on.
He seriously is.
That doesn't. He's, you know.
What are you talking about?
He could be anything if it wasn't for that man bun.
Oh, stop it. Shall we go to Brian?
You can't have a man bun in your footy card.
Hey, Brian, how are you going?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good.
What have you done,
what's
Brian?
Going on,
tell
Brian?
Me you don't have a man bun.
I was born in the 60s, so I rocked a mullet. The only time I ever tied it up was when I was playing football, so I had a ponytail mullet.
Yeah.
So man buns, although I barrack for Collingwood and our Rockman has got probably the best man bun I've seen for a long time, but no.
I don't think it makes it okay for you, though, because he's like, you know.
Bounty on them, but the government pay you a bounty on them to stick them to your wall.
That's right.
Scalp them. I thought.
See a stranger, go up and scalp them.
I'd like to hear from the ladies. We got Lauren on the phone. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
What's your vibe on the man bun?
Oh, my God, I'm a passionate man bun hater.
Oh, wow.
There you go. That's interesting.
They are not manly. They're I'm 31.
Yep.
Yeah. But they are not manly whatsoever. I want a man to look like a man, not like a woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate that.
They're horrible. Mick, I would gladly pick you hands down over like a 25-year-old with a man bun.
Hello, oh,
now he's feeling better and you've perked him up, Lauren.
Oh, I'm back in business.
He's back in town. Right. Good on you.
How do you feel about mutton chop sides?
Your new way to drive home.
We had a kid who did work experience here about a month or two ago. We can't let him go.
We're going to bring him back
for something very special.
We'll talk to him in just a minute.
We've been going, in that ad break, we've been going through the gory details, actually, of Mick's illness.
Too much information.
Yeah. Talking work experience, we're not far in front of that. I put it to you that the last break, we did one of the worst bits of radio.
And
in this one little capsule I'll put out there.
I think it's fair enough.
if we ever want to go for an award of description. Can I make this bit that we put forward? Have a listen to how many mistakes there is in this one tiny bit of national cutting-edge radio.
Here's some news for you. A former airline employee of British Airways has plunged into a sexism row because he claimed he was sacked for having a fill in the blank.
Man bun.
I think that's it.
Yeah, it's man.
Is that
bun.
It? Did I get it?
Yeah, you did.
We didn't discuss that.
What did you want me to say?
He said, I got fired. Well, let's hear him.
Show's a shambles.
Let's hear him.
Do we have him?
Yes. Man bun. Man bun.
I beg your pardon. Here he is. Day.
They pretty much dissed
me. That's enough.
That's excruciating.
We finally get to throwing to something and Dave doesn't even have it.
I was going to shake it up a bit. That's why I thought.
I was trying to help you. I went man bun.
No, it was not a help.
What do you want me to say?
I thought you might throw in a joke.
I don't think that's going to the National Film Sound and Archive.
That is gold.
I don't think that
is. We'll put that on our website.
Yeah.
I hope the work experience kid does not listen to that.
Right. Well, it'll be on next because he's got a task.
All right. We'll speak with Josh after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The return of Mick Malloy from his sick bed. Great to have Mick back on the show as well.
Shut up, Dave. That's the most insincere welcome back I've ever seen.
You've managed to get through the show.
Undermined me the whole show.
I've quite enjoyed that.
Oh, well, you.
Oh, stop.
what are we doing?
We talked about last week.
Yes.
Celine Dion is in town. Mm. She's in Melbourne tonight. She's in Sydney. She's been all around the country.
We had a raging argument about Celine Dion. I said no business playing her music on Triple M.
That's correct.
Triple M shouldn't have no part of it. We put it to the audience and...
I disagreed with you.
All right.
Let's have a listen to this. This is from last week. A lot of men love Celine Dion.
She's had a good go. Mm. No, what men love Celine Dion?
A lot of men love Celine Dion.
I'm sorry, Celine Dion comes down very strongly in gender specifics.
I'm saying a lot of men do love her.
Not many.
Oh, mate, I'm a massive fan of hers.
Boom!
Oh, what's your favourite song, Luke?
Power of Love.
Come on, Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome. Triple M needs to deal with it.
Triple M does need to get over it. Thanks,
brother.
Yeah,
come on.
Triple M rocks, Celine Dion.
Yeah.
What's happening right now?
Get a song on.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What are you talking about, Luke?
Mayday.
So,
yeah.
Well. We thought we might put it to our work experience kid, Josh. Hello, Josh. Are you on the line?
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
Where are you, Josh, by the way? We thought you were coming in.
Well, I'm just in my room, actually, right now.
Oh, jeez.
I said I had a very important business call. So.
Oh, sure. Right. Xbox, is it?
Yeah. I thought you were on the bus coming home from somewhere. You know, you're off the bus.
I was on a bus, but fortunately they came earlier.
Okay. Well, it's a fascinating insight into your busy world, Josh. But in the meantime, mate.
Are you free tonight, Josh?
Yeah, why?
Do you know who Celine Dion is?
Is she the Titanic girl?
Yes,
she is.
Singer of the song. She's not in it.
Guess what, buddy? You're going. You're going.
Yep.
And you're going to... You're going to see Celine Dion and you're going to do a proper review. Now, you're going to skip there at the start and you're going to be there at the end.
You can't leave early. We're going to actually escort you. You're going to be chaperoned.
We didn't want to, but we had no choice in the matter.
Because you're underage and all that.
Because you're underage.
So annoying.
And Whitney, who's such
Whitney, our producer... Whitney's here now and she's beside herself.
Hi there, Whitney. Hey, John.
I'm good. How are you?
Whitney's beside herself because she absolutely loves Celine Dion.
Oh, that's good.
I apologise in advance, Josh.
She thinks she might sing and cry. Will you be all right with that?
Yeah, sure.
What's your favourite song, Whit?
It's all coming back to me now.
There's a little taste of Josh.
Yeah.
You cannot leave early,
your
Josh.
A-game, Josh.
I'm so nervous.
When does he have to provide the review?
When do we want the review?
I think piping hot.
Yeah,
like
tomorrow?
I reckon so.
Josh, can you come in after school and give us a review?
I think I can.
Okay,
done.
Good on you.
You're in.
All right, Lee Sales on the show. Josh, the work experience back from Celine Dion. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.